So reports, I've got a few things here under Chairman's report. There was a bit of damage to the Rabbi statue up in the Berks. I thought to start with, oh, this is a really serious thing. This it must take a lot to damage it, but it's a fiberglass statue. He's holding the book out in front of his hands, and it wouldn't actually be that difficult for a small child, I suspect, to break it. But it also has got it's either a nail that's driven into his cheek, or it potentially even have a pellet gun or something on his cheek. So there's I've been in contact with the ranger, and she says there's actually been a regular number of repairs over the last 10 years or so. So it's nothing new. So the green space people have hopefully look at it and repair it. So it has happened before. It may be, I suspect it's not as easy to damage as what you might think. I had a complaint last weekend about somebody setting off a whole heap of fireworks above the town.
Mm-hmm.
They were.
Oh my goodness.
I know there's a flying wow. plane floating about.
It is.
I couldn't see. I'm in the sitting room.
It's just gone right across my dining room window. I was like, whoo.
Was it? I'm in the sitting room.
It's way up past Weem now.
Sorry.
Fireworks above the town?
Yeah, we heard them.
I never heard a thing.
Oh, our dogs
were quite
upset. Yeah. I think there was some horses very upset.
Yeah, yeah. And it's high, very high fire risk as well.
Oh my God.
So that was a report. Bill, you had your point about sewage under the bridge?
Yesterday morning, walking past over the bridge between Just Eat and the Premier store, I looked over looking for birds as I usually do, and there was raw sewage.
Oh.
Total and unadulterated raw sewage, nothing upstream. I reported it to Scottish Water. And bless their cotton socks, within 2 hours, I'd had a telephone call from a man who was down by the waterside from Scottish Water to say that there was a hole in not the main sewer pipe, but a smaller one under the road on the underside of that bridge. He indicated that they would be needing some form of scaffolding underneath to get up and fix it. I passed the same place today, but with last night's rain, the water levels are much higher and everything is being well flushed. But clearly there is or was a problem under the bridge in one of the sewer pipes. Don't swim in the Moness Burn.
Ugh.
Okay, thank you for that, Bill. We have an email from the Cranog Centre. They're taking on various students this summer to help with projects. They're asking them, they're looking for accommodation for students, and can we put the word about? So.
I know. I've already had three of them and touching me, but I'm full.
Yeah, yeah. So, well, maybe I'll circulate that email so people can see it.
Mm-hmm.